I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Gwinn Area Community Schools Superintendent Tom Jane. We talked about what's next for the Gwinn schools following the recent approval by voters of a bond proposal that will allow for upgrades in the district. Here's more with Gwinn School Superintendent Tom Jane.
First of all, I'd like to thank the voters in our community and the team that helped campaign. It was a true community and team victory. With that said, we had our board meeting last night, and we passed the resolution to now start the competitive bid process to sell the bonds out to with a competitive bid as opposed to negotiated bid. It's open to anybody, your local banks, et cetera. So we started that process already, 5 days later. So by mid to late June, early July, we should have the funds. They should be sold. We should have them in our account. Mm-hmm. And I've already met with Ken Dillinger from UPEA, and we've already got some projects planned. Expediting the roof at K.I. Sawyer is our number one priority, and that will be done before school starts. I mean, it's currently there's buckets in the hallway, and not conducive to teaching and learning safety. Some new bus routes at our Gilbert Elementary, a drop-off and pickup for our students. We're going to get that out of the front row and put it in the back of the school. Hopefully paving our high school parking lot, which is just atrocious. There are some potholes out there. I swear I saw a bear coming out of there the other day from hibernation. I'm not kidding you. So,
like a cave.
It is. Yeah. So we're going to do some of those summer projects that we can get done. And what's great about our project is that the voters and the community is going to, they're very visible projects, mm-hmm. paving, roofing, hopefully some security enhancements over the summer. So they'll see lots of workers around our buildings. And when they come in and out, they'll see construction going on per se. So it's all positive. And I can't thank the voters, and we swung 459 votes from the prior vote in August, which tells me that one, the voters got out in more full force. Two, they understood our message greater, and I thank you all for having me on and helping to have that avenue to educate the public on that. It was a big help.
It was a big challenge to put all that information before the voters, because a lot of times there might be some not full understanding of how it all works. You mm-hmm. met with all kinds of different groups. Mm-hmm. You had meetings. It turns out now that was able to resonate with the voters, and you had success. But now comes the process of when you get ready, it's time to turn the shovel, so to speak.
Yes. Sometimes there is misconception, and I think we had 16 meetings. I went to all the precincts. We used every available media vein that we can nowadays, and just telling the same truthful message over and over and answering the questions of the voters. And yeah, now it's shovel ready, as you say. I mean, that roof is, we're already getting, UPEA is Upper Peninsula Architects and Engineers, already drawn up plans. We'll get the bids out by late June and open them up and get right to work. By mid-July, I think you'll start seeing activity before the school year starts.
That's the comments of Tom Jane, superintendent of the Gwinn Area Community Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.